the name they use to describe this activity. Now, if you ask, well, what is energy? This is the only thing the scientist can tell you. And remember, the word science means to know. It means organized knowledge. Well, then ask, what is energy? And this is the only thing science can tell you. That energy just is. It is neither created nor destroyed. It is the cause and effect of itself. And it is 100% evenly present in all places at all times. Doesn't that mean right in here, Shirley? Doesn't that mean right in here, Leslie? All places at all times. It didn't say 20% in Scarborough, 50% in Tennessee. 100% evenly present in all places at all times, is almighty and is all-powerful. That's fine. You may say, well, I choose not to believe that. Well, you're entitled to believe what you want. But remember this, if you don't believe in something, you're going to fall for anything. So we can cross that one out if you like, but some of you will not. Well, that only leaves you one place left to go. And if you were to go over to theology, and what does theology mean? Well, theology just means one thing, the study of God, at least in this part of the world. In another part, it may be Baha'i, Vishnu, Krishna, Muhammad, Buddha, again, it goes on and on and on the list. But if you were to ask the theologian, I just left the scientist, I'm trying to find out, what is this power that animates, penetrates, and motivates the cosmos? Say, I just left down there, and I'm trying to find out a little bit about this power. I mean, you've been told that if you do this, thus, and so, you're going to win, that you have great potential. Have you ever been told that, John? Have you ever been told, honey, if you change your attitude, we get along better? And if you change your attitude, you could use your potential and you could be more effective? You ever been told that, Jim? On a daily basis? Sure you have. But you see, the scientist, I went to this scientist and they told me something about this energy. Now you go over to the other side and you ask the theologian. And the theologian will say, yes, there is a power in this universe that keeps everything in working order. But we have a name for the power in this part of the world. What do they call? What is the name they use in this part of the world? So you see, we take that symbol and we put it on the board, and then we ask the theologian, well, tell me, what is, who is, what do you mean by God? Can you give me a definition? And this is the only thing the theologian can tell you. Because remember, you cannot limit it. And the theologian will say, there is a power in these cosmos that we call God, and God just is. Neither created nor destroyed, He is the cause and effect of Himself, and He is 100% evenly present in all places at all times. Now it seems to me that I heard that just a few minutes ago. So the only thing that has changed is the name. The activity is the same. And it is clearly demonstrated in the book. You'll find in this book something Wernher von Braun stated. Bob quoted Wernher von Braun. Von Braun pointed out that science are studying, you could say, the energy and the force around humanity. Theology are studying the force within humanity. And they're eventually going to find out that they are studying one and the same force. You see, when we understand what B. Rand said, it is intelligent, we are intelligent, but it is the working relationship with this power that brings about the kind of results we get, because it can't do for you what it can only do through you. Gosh, I'd give just about anything for a person to get a hold of that or to understand that. That it cannot do for you what it can only do through you. Think about that. Now, would you go over to page 27? We've got to move on here. And at the very top of the page, for centuries, there has been a select group of people who are the real thinkers. I mean, we could name many. Edison, Emerson, Thoreau. I mean, there are so many, we could be here all day talking about them. But every one of them, although they had different ideas and different philosophies, this is the one thing they were in complete and unanimous agreement with. These individuals have always known there is a power which permeates, penetrates, and fills the inner spaces of the cosmos, and that everything you see around you is an expression of that power.